好，感谢主，我们又奉他的名开始我们今天的聚会，真是每次聚会都是主的恩典。
Thanks the Lord to give us this opportunity to gather again, and it's under His grace that we can gather.
特别是一年年过得好快。
Especially year pass by year quickly.
我们中国的年马年马上就跑走了。
And the Chinese year, the horse year is going away.
下周就是新的一年，就是羊年。
And next year is the year of Lamb.
我想我们在羊年中，我愿意更多经历主这个羔羊他的带领。
And hope that we can also experience the Lamb's guidance in the coming year.
好，我们我的题目是得喜悦。
And my topic that I'd like to share today is to receive the found to found favor.
在旷野的十字架。
The cross in the wilderness.
也是摩西生平的一篇。
And also the study of the life of Moses.
好，我们先读圣经，在出埃及记31章。第一节到第三节。
And let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 31.
33章。还有11节到15节，我都打在上面，请我们就我们这样读好了，我们左边读一节，右边读一节，好不好
？And we'll take alternate reading from the right side and the left side.
那我们英文、中文一起读。
And let's read English and Chinese together.
好，请左边我左边的弟兄开始。
And the brothers and sisters on my left hand side start.
好，右边的。
And the right hand side.
好，第三节。
Verse three。
好，我们现在跳到11节，请。
Verse eleven。
右边的。12节。
Verse 12。
好，13节。
Verse 13。
14节。
Verse 14。
15节。
15。
16节。
16。
好，17节。
17。
好，我们读经就读到这里。
And our reading stop here.
那我们平时周五查经的时候，一般我们都读圣经先读两遍，读两遍之后呢，我们就开始我们的分享。
Usually on our Friday Bible study, we read verses twice.Before we share.
所以呢，我也是习惯了这样的安排，所以让大家读一下圣经。
So I also have the same arrangement as a habit.
那我们回到33章的第一节。
And let's return to the chapter 33, verse 1.
第一节到第三节，这里讲到，从前神应许了亚伯拉罕。
And here it mentioned about what God had promised Abraham before.
不光应许了亚伯拉罕，也应许了以撒和雅各。
Not only a promise to Abraham, but also Isaac and Jacob.
他的应许的总结有两个。
There are two conclusions from his promise.
一个就是后裔。
One is the offsprings.
一个就是应许之地。
And one is the land of the promised land.
如果你回到创世纪里面的话。
If you return to the book of Genesis.
神应许亚伯拉罕的后裔是单数词。
God promised Abraham's inheritance as a single.
那如果用直接的翻译就是种子的意思。
And if it, in another translation, it's the seed.
那当然是指以撒。
And that referred to Isaac.
那在如果是在属灵的内容上来说，那当然是指我们的耶稣基督。
But in the other terms of the spiritual term, it referred to our Jesus Christ.
在肉身说，以撒是承受世上亚伯拉罕所有的应许。
In flesh, Isaac inherited all the earth inheritance from Abraham.
而我们的主耶稣是承受一切属神的应许，一切神国度的应许。
And Jesus Christ inherited all the spiritual promise from the God.
这个种子，它的词根跟撒种、跟撒种有关系。
The seed is related to spreading seed.
那当然是，这是一不光是一个单数词，而且是一个群体的总和词。
The seed referred to a single tense, but it also referred to a group.
当然说一个种子落到土里面，它死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
A seed died in the ground, but then it ended up bearing more seed.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕说，你的子孙就像天上的星那么多，就像海上的沙那么多。
So God promised Abraham that your descendant is going to be as much as the sand by the sea and as much as the stars in the sky.
但到第三节的时候
，to the verse three，
这些百姓，他达到了许多的这个数字，甚至达到200万人。
These people has grown to more than 2 million people.
当他们进埃及去的时候，他只有70人。
When they entered into Egypt, it was only like 700,000.
他们在西乃山下面的时候，几乎到了200万人。
At the Mount of Sinai, they had more than 2 million people.
这个数字不太确定，但是基本上是这个数字。
It's not very accurate, but it's a rough number.
好像神一个应许已经成就了。
So there is this promise already achieved by God.
下面一个应许就是他们要进到迦南的里面。
Then the next promise is to enter the promised land.
他们要经过大而可畏的旷野。
And it has to go through this wilderness.
在他们进旷野之前，摩西就被神召到西乃山上面。
Before they went to the wilderness, Moses was called to the Mount Sinai.
在上面待了40天的时间。
He spent 40 days on the mountain.
神把十诫写在两个法本上面。
The Ten Commandments was written on two tablets.
他就拿着法本下了山。
Moses brought those two tablets down the mountain.
但是山下出了大事。
But something happened down the at the foot of the mountain.
就是这群百姓本来是出埃及的百姓，神用他大能的手把这些人从埃及带出来的百姓，他们拜了金牛犊。
That is the people that God's hand had brought them out of Egypt are worshiping the goat calf.
摩西把两个法本摔碎了。
And Moses broke those two tablets.
把金牛犊磨成粉，让这些百姓喝了。
And he melted the golden calf and let the people drink it.
那利未人站出来，杀了他们3000个自己的弟兄。
The Levites stood out and killed 3,000 of the Israelites.
在这时候，神的愤怒还没有停止。
The wrath of God did not stop at here.
但是神说，我应许你们的，我还要给你们。
But God said, whatever I promise, I still will give you.
在第三节那里说，那牛奶与蜜之地，他说你们去吧。
In the verse 3, Lord referred to the land of the milk and honey, and he said, go.
在第二节的时候，他说我派我的天使在前面赶出所有的那些你的敌人。
And he said, I'll send the angels before you to drive out all the other people.
但是有一点我不跟你们去。
But there was one thing, I will not go with you. Why will I not go with you?
因为我怕路上我就击杀你们。
Because I'm afraid I will destroy you on
the way. 因为你们是一群那些悖逆的百姓。
Because you are stiff-necked people.
那这时候以色列人就心里面十分的悲伤。
And the Israelites are sad.
摩西也十分的悲伤。
Moses was sad.
那时候摩西他怎不跟他们同住？摩西几乎他伤心到也没法跟他们住在一起。
Moses was so sad that because God would not dwell with them, and Moses did not want to dwell with them.
他就在营外面自己设立了一个小的会幕。
So outside of the camp, he set up this tent.
他自己像一个外面的一个办公室一样。
So it's almost like an office outside of the camp.
他跟神面对面在那里相会。
He met God face to face.
那些百姓不在，神不在他们的中间，而是在他们的营的外面。
God is not among the people, but is outside of the camp.
那这时候摩西就跟神有这样的祈祷。
And Moses has this plea to the God.
在第十二节那里说。
And in 12, verse 12 it says.
他说你说我在你眼前蒙了恩。
You said that I found favor in front of you.
用一个俗话说，就是说你跟我说过你喜欢我。
So in another word, that Lord has said to Moses that you, Lord loved Moses.
在第十三节那里说。
In verse 13.
他说，如果今天你真喜欢我的话。
If you truly like me today.
就把你的道路指给我看。
Show me your way.
让我知道怎么生活。
So that I know how to live.
这样你会过一个生活让你更喜欢我。
So that my life will in favor with you more.
我想这是我们要学习摩西的他的一个祷告。
So I think this is a prayer that we have to learn.
许多时候我们觉得自己还不错。
A lot of time we think that we are still good.
特别是我们参加过一些特会的时候。
And especially after a special gathering that we attended.
回来之后觉得我们见到神了。
And after we came home, we thought that we met God.
前段时间那个青年特会，我发现青年人都遇到神了。
And in our youth retreat a few weeks ago, I felt that the youth had met the Lord.
我们也是有这样的经历，但是呢，这个好像持续的不是很长久。
And we've had the same experience, but it didn't last long.
为什么呢？因为我们就差了摩西这样的祷告。
Why? Because we are missing a prayer like Moses. The desire.
你发觉我们讨神喜悦的生活就是一点一点一点的。
You can see that the life that we want to please God is only such a little bit.
It's more like a point.
It's more like a different point in our life.
没有说经过这一点之后，我们再往前进一步说，主啊，你再指示给我看一下，让我怎么再讨你的喜悦。
At the point that we stopped and then we didn't continue to say, Lord, show us how to continue to please you.
第二点我们要注意的，这里面就是说这两个，这民是你的民。
And the second thing we have to pay attention is.
第一个民是指 nation, 是一个国度。
That this nation is your people.
他说这个国度，第二个民呢是你的百姓，是你的子民，或者是你的同伴。
The first is the nation, the country, and the second is the people. It's like your friends.
Your folks. Yeah, your friends, your folks.
Your folks.
Yeah. 那这里他说，你求你看，这个国家是你的人。
And here he pleaded to the Lord and said, please look at these people, it's your people.
他说你要顾念他们。
Please consider them.
虽然你不跟我们同去，但是你告诉我这条路怎么走。
Even though you don't want to dwell with us, but please tell me the way.
让我们不要迷失。
So that we will not get lost.
让我们不要遇到危险。
So that we will not meet dangerous.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
The Lord said, my presence shall go with you and I'll give you rest.
这里像他说在英文说 my presence shall go with you.
In English, my presence.
他的意思就是我必走到你的前面。
It means that he is going to go ahead of us.
我要跟你一起走。
I will go with you.
你不跟我求这条路怎么走吗？
Didn't you ask for the way, how to walk on the way?
但是神给他的远超过他的所想所求。
And Lord gave him more than what he thought.
他说我跟你一起去。
And he said, I will go with you.
在马太福音那里面。
In Book of Mark.
那也这里。马太福音那里也说，他说耶稣说我，你们不要忧愁，对不对？
And Jesus told them, don't worry.
他说我要到那个第三节，我要去那里为你预备地方。
I'll go and prepare a place for you.
他说我往哪里去你也知道，那条路你们也知道。
I'll come again and where I am there you may be also.
多马说，主啊，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道你那条路呢？
And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
那我们最熟悉的一句话，他就说，我是道路、真理、生命。
And the familiar verse that we know,
那
I am the way and the truth and the life.
那我们认识主的道路是很重要的。
So we have to know the Lord's way.
我们知道人生的方向是怎么样。
We know the direction of our life.
我们的教会的方向是怎么样。
The direction of our church.
我们聚会的方向怎么样。
The direction of our gathering.
但是这里面，如果我们结合到这个出埃及第33-14节那里来说的话，
But if we combine the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 14,
主说我是道路是什么意思呢？
Lord, when Lord said I'm the way, what that means?
就是我需要走在你的前面。
That means I will walk before you.
你要跟着我走。
You will follow me.
我们如何走主的道路呢？
How do we walk the Lord's way?
就是完全保持主的同在。
That is, keep the presence of the Lord.
完全要跟随主。
And, completely follow the Lord.
所以主的道路就是主的同在。
So the Lord's way is the Lord's presence.
主先走。
Lord walk in front of us.
我们在后面跟。
We follow in behind him.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我从这里领上去。
Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us out from here.
所以我们祷告也要学习。
This is a prayer that we have to learn.
当神给你开口，松开口说，我应允你祷告的时候。
When the Lord opened his mouth and says, I make a promise with you.
你不要就停止了。
Do not stop.
你要开口大大的向主求。
Open your mouth and ask.
因为主已经把一个空白支票给你了。
Because Lord has given you a blank check.
我们不要拿到支票觉得就结束了。
Do not just hold on to the check and fill it in.
你要跟主说你要我写多少。
You have to continue to ask the Lord, which number should I fill in?
那摩西说，他说啊。
And Moses said.
他说，你若不跟我同去。
If your presence does not go with us.
他说，后面说就不要把我从这里领上去，这个领的意思就是后面推的意思。
Then do not lead us up from here, which also means push us.Out of here.
他的意思就是说，你若不在我前面走的话
，So he is saying that if you are not walking in front of us，
你在后面推我，我也不走。
And you are pushing me in the back， I would not go。
我想我们很多时候，刚好我们的经历跟主是跟摩西他所求的是相反的。
I think our experience is opposite with Moses。
我们刚看到一点点光就自己跑了。
And we just see a little light and then we run towards it。
主还没有动呢。
Lord hasn't moved。
我们不会等主说主你走在我前面。
We didn't wait for the Lord and say please walk in front of us。
主还没有来及推我们呢，还没推到我们身上，我们自己已经跑掉了。
And Lord has not pushed us from the back and we already start running。
所以呢，而且另外这里。讲到一点，摩西说开始啊，这个神的应许说我跟你一个人同去。
And in the beginning, the Lord promised Moses that I will be with you alone.
这里摩西要什么？你跟我们所有的人同去。
But Moses wants the Lord to be with all of us.
所以他是把嘴，摩西呢把他嘴张大。
So Moses had opened his mouth.
那第十六节。
Verse 16.
他继续跟主办交涉。
He continued to to negotiate with the Lord.
他说，你看这些所有的百姓们。
He said, look at all these people.
如果你不跟这些百姓同去，他跟世上人有分别吗？
If you are not dwelling with them, how would they be distinguished from all the other people on the earth?
你不跟他同去，他怎知道这些百姓在你面前蒙恩呢？
If you don't go with these people, then how would they know that they are the people with grace?
他在说什么呢？他说不光你要喜悦我。
Now, so what is Moses referring to? Is that not only Lord has to love him.
你要把这个喜悦还给这些百姓们。
You have to give this favor to the people.
请你收回你的愤怒。
Please take away your wrath.
请你认回你的选民。
Please admit these are your people.
接着用到他们担负你的见证。
So that you can use them to testify for you.
所以摩西不断地说是你的百姓，是你的，是你的。
And Moses continued to say these are your people, your people.
Okay, 第十七节。
Verse 17.
耶和华对摩西说
，And the Lord said to Moses，
他说，就是按照你所讲的，我要都要去做。
He said， I will also do these things of which you have spoken。
你所讲的，我都要去做。
What you had said and asked， I will do it。
就照你说的做。
Just like what you said。
为什么呢？因为我喜欢你。
Why? Because you found favor in me。
我想 大家是不是可以说我们说啊，主啊，你很喜欢我。
So can we say, Lord, you love me?
You like me.
You like me.
啊，当然主都爱我们啊。
Of course, Lord loves every one of us.
我女儿经常跟我说 ，I love you, but I don't like you.
My daughter always say to me, I love you, but I don't like you.
我很爱你，但是我不喜欢你。
I love you, but I don't like you.
但是呢，你可不可以跟主面前说你喜欢我吗
？But can you say to the Lord that do you like me?
如果你敢说的话，说主你喜他，主你喜欢我。
If you dare to say so that Lord you like me.
这里面。如果按这个逻辑来说啊
，So according to this logic，
你所说的主都要听。
What you said, then Lord will listen.
所以我们，如果你真讨主的喜悦的话
，So if you truly found favor in the Lord's sight，
我们一定要小心我们所说的，对不对
？We have to be careful what we said.
那如果你看到一个弟兄，你整天说这个弟兄怎么整天就是这个样子
？If you found a brother and says, why is he always like this？
万一你讨主的喜悦
，and if you found favor in the Lord，
那个弟兄整天就是那个样子
，then the Lord， then that brother will be always like that。
所以我们可以说，就说求主帮助这位弟兄，让他能够成长，让他能够改变。
So we should ask the Lord to help this brother to help him grow and change。
那主，如果你讨主的喜悦的话，这个弟兄就成长，就改变了。
If you found favor in the Lord， then Lord will change him。
在家里也是一样的。
At home， same thing。
有的时候我们对孩子不耐烦。
A lot of time we lost patience with our children.
说你怎么那么笨呢
？Then we will say how silly you are.
是不是？如果你讨主的喜悦的话
，If you found favor in the Lord,
主听你的话
，And the Lord listened to you,
那你孩子就完了。
Then your child is finished.
那你可以跟鼓励孩子说，你多努力一点，多想一想。
But instead, you should say encourage your child to think and meditate.
做妻子的对你的丈夫。有时候不耐烦。
As a wife, sometimes you lost patience with your husband.
说你去死吧。
And then she would say, go to die.
如果你讨主的喜悦的话。
If you found favor in the Lord's sight.
我就不讲了。
I shouldn't continue to say that.
那当然这有些事我是玩笑话。
But of course this is a joke.
我们最重要的是我们要过一个讨主喜悦的生活。
But the most important thing is our life should found favor in the Lord.
下一个。那这里面神用两次特别的话来说
Lord has two sentences
两次
two times that he said
用特别的话跟他说
that he has this special conversation with Moses
一个摩西重复主对他所说的
and Moses repeats what the Lord said
这个主呢再一次对他所说
and the Lord said it to him again
他说并且我按你的名字认识你
And it says here that I know you by your name.
我按你的名字认识你。
I know you by your name.
摩西的意思就是说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
And Moses means because I drew him out of the water.
这是法老的女儿给他起的名字。
This is the name that the Pharaoh's daughter gave him.
摩西一生的经历，在十四章里，在出埃及十四章里，只有一章的经节。
Moses' life was written in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, and there is only one verse.
我们知道，无论是 Disney 还是好莱坞
We know that in the Disney movie,
还是好莱坞 Hollywood.
Or Hollywood movie.
他们拍摩西或者是那个埃及王子的时候，就在埃及那段描写了很多的东西。
They make the movie describing Moses a lot of things.
在圣经上这八十年的时间。
But in the Bible, with that 80 years,
只有一章就带过了
only one chapter finished.
一下子他又回到了埃及的里面
And then all of a sudden, he returned to Egypt.
我不晓得我们如果一生让神来写一本书的话，不说让神你自己来写的话
I don't know if you let Lord write your life in a book.
你觉得你可以用多少的篇幅来写？
How many chapters do you think it would take?
如果我们描写我们一生信主的经历来说
If we have to write our experience in our belief
或者信主前的经历来说你有多少的征服来写
Or the life before you believe Then how many chapters it would take?
也许很多
Maybe a lot
也许一句话就带过了
Maybe only one sentence
但是我们知道人的生命好快
But we know the life of people is quick
刚刚说过马年 那个尾巴只有几根毛剩下了。
I just mentioned that the year of horse is finishing.
我们每个人又大了一岁。
And every one of us has grown 1 year older.
时间就飞快而去。
And time flies.
圣经上写摩西的也是一样。
In the Bible, the way that he described Moses is the same.
80年。
80 years passed.
那摩西他，我就不讲摩西了。那他一下就来到这个红海的面前。
And he came to the Red Sea.
那时候他带着以色列人出了埃及。
He brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
神用石灾带石灾降罚在埃及人的身上。
God gave the ten disasters to the Israelites to bring out the Israelites.
他们扎营在红海的面前。
They came in front of the Red Sea.
后面有法老的追兵。
And there is Pharaoh's chariot and army following them.
前面有红海的阻挡。
And there is Red Sea in front of them.
那时候摩西对百姓说。
And Moses told the people.
就说你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
只管站住。
Just stand.
耶和华必为你征战。
And Jehovah will fight for you.
那耶和华对摩西说，他说你举手向海伸杖，把水分开，以色列人要下海走干地。
And Jehovah told him, lift up your staff, and the people of Israelites will walk on the dry land.
那我们下一页。第21节那里写的。
Verse 21.
摩西向海伸杖。
And Moses stretched out his hand.
耶和华便用大东风使海水一夜退去。
The Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night.
水便分开。
And turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided.
海变成了干地。
The sea into dry land.
这个首先我们看到摩西，神给他的一个是什么呢？
We see what Moses.
就是像那个吹风机的开关一样。
He is like the switch for the fan.
就是风在我，风库在我的手里面。
The fan is in control in my hand.
那个 blow dryer.
The blow dryer is in my hand.
但是开关在你手上。
But the switch, the on-off switch is in your hand.
他说你开开关。
You turn on the switch.
我就吹风。
And I will let the strong wind blow.
他就让他举手，你让海分开。
So he ordered Moses to stretch out his hand.
他就举手，海就分开了。
And he stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea divided.
这里面很有讲究。
This is very detailed.
风从哪里吹的？
Where does the wind come from?
风从东往西吹的。
From east to west.
那这些百姓从西往东走，对不对？
But the people came from the west to east.
他是顶风而走。
So they are walking against the wind.
你说这个风能够把海水分开？
So if the wind can separate the water.
那个百姓要多大力气才顶着风能够走过去？
How much strong that the people have to walk against this strong wind?
我特别是 Google 了一下。
I searched on Google.
我找了一下。
And I seek.
如果这个风向对的话。
If the wind direction is correctly.
风向集中的话。
And the wind is concentrated.
什么多大的风力可以使红海分开呢？
How strong this wind need to be to open the to divide the water?
大概1小时60英里就可以把红海分开。
About 60 miles per hour.
那一个人多大会把一个人吹飞走呢？
And how strong the wind need to blow a people away?
大概105英里。
About 105 miles per hour.
所以这些可以走过去的。
So it is walkable.
但是那些坐法老的这个战车，他们有棚子有什么，他们就很难了。
But those Pharaoh's army with chariot is difficult for them.
而且这个风向很有讲究。
And also the direction of the wind.
它不是从西往东吹。
It's not from west to east.
而是从东往西吹。
But from east to west.
所以这么吹的时候，当你一收风的时候，哪里先关呢？
So once the wind stopped, where would it stop?
那个水哪里关起来？
Where would the water stop first?
当然是后面，对不对？
Of course, it's the rear end.
后面就关起来了。
The rear end.
所以百姓可以安全上路。
So of course the people can walk across.
这些法老的兵丁没有任何的退路。
And the Pharaoh's army has no way backward.
这样他们就进到了旷野。
And that's how they went into the wilderness.
那为什么要进到旷野？
Why they have to go into the wilderness?
那我想我们神让他们进到旷野的主要的目的，或者进到迦南地主要的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of Lord taking them into the wilderness and to the land of Canaan?
他们主要是敬拜。
For the purpose of worship.
他们要敬拜这位主。
They have to worship this God.
那我当摩西向这些法老请求的时候，他也请求很简单，他说我要带这群百姓到旷野里敬拜我们的神。
When Moses pleaded to the Pharaoh, he said, I need to bring these people to worship the Lord.
另外一点，我们要进入真实敬拜的时候，我们必须经过红海的洗。
And because we have to enter into this real worship, we have to be washed by the Red Sea.
所以在座的我们在座弟兄，我们必须要受浸到耶稣基督的死，基督他的埋葬和他的复活的里面。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, we must be baptized into the Lord's death, resurrection.
如果你在座还有一些还没有信主的话，你第一个要寻求你要不要信主，要不要受浸归到主的名下。
Those who have not believed in the Lord, the first thing you need to seek is whether you want to believe and baptize.
你要才能进到真正的对神的敬拜。
Then you can enter into the real worship.
再到下面。那摩西他的，我在今天主题是旷野的十字架。
Today's topic is the cross in the wilderness.
他的十字架的经历可以用摩西的四卷书来说。
And this experience is written in those four books of Moses.
那我们从他从红海到旷野到应许之地，就是这旷野的路。
From the Red Sea to the Promised Land, they have to go through this wilderness.
那刚刚弟兄在领会的时候也讲到，我们信主到建筑也是一条旷野十字架的道路。
Our brother had mentioned before that from the time we believe to the time we face to face to the Lord, we have to go through a wilderness.
那我摩西的五经里面，这四经就在讲他旷野十字架的经历。
In the five books of Moses, he had shared his experience.
那这里面出埃及记这里讲到讲救赎跟敬拜。
And it mentioned about the salvation and the worship.Redemption and worship.
救赎和敬拜。出埃及记。
In the book of Exodus, it referred to the salvation and worship.
在利未记讲到它的买赎和敬拜。
In the book of Leviticus, it mentioned about redemption and worship.
因为讲到了许多我们要需要用牲畜来买祭我们。
Because it mentioned about a lot of sacrifice to redeem us.
在出埃及记和利未记里面，它有神有四个重要的东西给了。给了以色列人。
In these two books, there are four important things that the Lord had given to the people of Israelites.
第一个就是神的诫命。
The first is the commandment.
他的十诫。
His ten commandments.
第二个就是神的律法。
And the second is his law.
他的律法里面包括三种律法。
And his law has three aspects.
第一个就是法律。
First is the judicial law.
第二个就是道德。
And the second is the moral law.
第三个就是风俗。
And the third is their ceremony law.
这些无论是诫命也好，法律也好，道德也好，都是他们必须要守的。
No matter is the commandment or the law or the moral, they have to follow.
到今天我们来说也没有任何的改变。
And till today there is no change.
神的十诫我们必须要守。
We have to keep this Ten Commandments.
许多圣经上的法律。
A lot of law written on the Bible.
Judicial law.
The judicial law written on the Bible.
还有一些道德的东西。
Or the moral law.
我们都要去做。
We have to remember them.
而且要去做。
And we have to keep them.
有的时候我们需要寻求圣灵的带领我们。
A lot of time we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
但是在这三点的寻求上，我们的态度不是说主啊，我要不要去做。
But in our attitude should not be asking, Lord, should I do it or not?
在这三点上，我们的态度应该是主啊，这些我可能做不到。我可能很难去做，主啊，求你的灵帮助我去做。
In these three aspects, we should be having an attitude to the Lord that, Lord, I may not be completely able to follow all these laws. Please help me.
举个例子。
And for example.
比如说不可以拜偶像。
For example, not to worship other idol.
当我们刚信主的时候，特别在佛教的家庭里面信主的。
For us as a new beginner, especially we came from a background of Buddhism.
难免家里有一些偶像的东西。
It's unavoidable that there are some idol at home.
这些东西我们可以说，主啊，求你帮助我，求你灵带领我，我可不可以留下来？
So shall we say, Lord, please help me, can I keep them?
当然不是。
Of course not.
当你里面还有一些牵挂的时候，主啊，给我力量，我把它除掉。
That you should be having an attitude to asking the Lord, Lord, give me the strength to get rid of them.
可能是你从父母来的，可能是家庭来的一些压力，但是主啊，给我力量，让我把它除掉。
Maybe you got pressure from your parents or from your family, but you ask the Lord for the strength to get rid of them.
干干净净的除掉。
To clearly clean out all the idols.
比如说，圣经说，十诫里面说，你当孝敬父母。
And another commandment in the Bible that we have to obey the parents.
这是。Honor your parents.
We have to honor our parents.
这是第一个带着应许的诫命。
This is the first promise.
我们可以说我们信主之后，哎呀，主啊，真是我的父母还没信主，或者我父母也是很有难处，我还没有办法。主啊，你原谅我，可以这样吗？
So can we say, Lord, I cannot honor my parents because they are not a Christian yet. So can we do that?
不是。
No.
而是我要想办法，你如何去孝敬你的父母？
But we have to.To find a way to honor our parents.
还有，好，我例子就不。还有就是在新约里面。
In New Testament.
新约神给我们两个命令。
Lord gave us two commandments.
第一个就是我们所说的大使命。
The first is the order.
就是说我们需要传福音。
That we have to spread the gospel.
你要奉。父子圣灵的名给他们收施洗。
That you have to baptize them in the name of the Holy Spirit.
使万民做我的门徒。
So that the people will become my people.
凡我嘱咐的，你们都让他们也去遵行。
That all what I commanded you, you have to tell them to follow.
那这件事情我们可以说，主啊，我这个没感动去传福音。
Then you will say that, Lord, I'm not touched to spread the gospel.
主，你给我。我感动不是传福音。
My touching from you is not to spread the gospel.
当然不可以。
That's not right.
你应该什么？主啊，我如何的去做你的见证？如何的传福音
？But you should be praying to the Lord. How can I spread the gospel and be testifying you?
那主第二个命令就是你们要彼此相爱。
And the second order is to love one another.
你可不可以说这个弟兄就不那么可爱
？But can you say this brother is not lovely?
主啊，我爱不了他。
Lord, I cannot love him.
我不爱他可以吗
？Can I skip this?
当然也不可以。
No, you cannot.
你应该寻主，我主啊，我如何爱他
？Then you have to seek the Lord and ask the Lord, how can I love him?
当然我讲的比较粗。
This is very rough.
那有些东西，比如说传福音，不是说我们一定要传道就是传福音。
To preach the gospel, not to just tell people the Bible verses.
To spread the gospel not necessarily preaching.
To spread the gospel doesn't necessarily mean preaching gospel.
我们最重要的是我们生命里面的传递。
But spreading the gospel from our life.
有一些很实际的事情。
There are some practical matters.
比如说你到一个新的一个工作也好，新的学校里也好，如果三个月之内他还不知道你是基督徒的话。
For example, if you go into a new job or a new school and within 3 months that nobody know you're a Christian,
你可能有问题。
Then maybe it's your problem.
那如果三年之后大家都知道你是基督徒。
And maybe after 3 years, everyone know that you're a Christian.
就是因为你是基督徒他们都不来教会了。
And because you're a Christian and so they stop coming to church.
那你就要好好的悔改。
Then you should repent.
那我想这里面第四个就是风俗。
And the fourth thing is our custom.
我再重复一遍，诫命。
The commandment.
法律。
Judicial law.
道德。
Moral law.
风俗。
Ceremonial law.
Ceremonial law. 风俗是什么呢？风俗有五点。
What is the ceremonial law? There are 5 points.
神很奇，神很，应该是很特别，他给这些以色列人有个特别不同的风俗。
Lord is special. He gave the Israelites different ceremony.
为什么给他这些风俗呢
why Lord gave them so different custom?
因为这个世界上的风俗都是远离神，都是有罪的，都是污秽的。
Because all the other custom in the world is filthy and defiling the Lord.
所以神把一个不同的对神的敬拜，还有不同的跟人之间的关系，这个风俗 命令给以色列人们。
So Lord gave them a different custom for them to deal with the families, the people, and the Lord.
在新约的里面。
In the New Testament.
主跟我们跟他的门徒说。
Lord said to his disciples.
他说你们的义一定要胜过法利赛人的义。
Your righteousness has to overcome, surpass the Pharisees' righteousness.
这是大部分是在讲风俗这里面。
And this is referring to the ceremonial.
我们要两点我们要注意的。
There are two points we should be paying attention.
第一个我们要真实。
First, we have to be true.
在人前，在人后。
In front of people and behind people.
在神前，在你觉得神不在的时候。
In front of the Lord, or you feel that the Lord is not in front of you.
还有对你自己。
And to yourself.
我们要真实。
We have to be real.
法利赛人什么？他有外面的一切的风俗的习惯。
What happened to the Pharisees?
敬拜的内容。
They have all the outside worship.
但是他们都是假的。
But they are fake. They are hypocrites.
第二个，我们要活。
And the second thing is that we have to live.
需要圣灵在我们里面不断的洗刷，不断的带领。
We need the Holy Spirit to continue to wash and clean us.
这些以色列人他们是什么？
What
他们的问题在哪里呢？
What's wrong with the Israelites?
就是他们现在传统的里面。
That they lived in their custom.
In their tradition.
They lived in their tradition.
我们在凡事上，在风俗这里面，每凡事都需要神的灵的引领。
We need the Lord's guidance in this custom.
第三点我们要注意的。
And the third point we have to pay attention.
就是特别在新约里面，很多这里面我们容忍我们的不同。
Especially in the New Testament, it shows the difference.
有些我们认识的不同。
Some of those is our understanding difference.
有些我们敬拜的方法的不同。
Or the way of worship is different.
甚至我们的语言、人种各方面的不同。
Or even the ethnic background and our language.
这里我们完全的接纳。
So that we might not completely accept each other.
我想还有第四点是很重要的一点。
And the fourth thing is also very important.
就是在我们里面需要一个良好的属灵的环境。
That is, we have to have this good spiritual atmosphere.
良好的属灵的风气。
And we have to have this good spiritual habit.
无论是在你的家里面。
No matter at home.
你的个人的里面。
Yourself, individual.
我们的聚会的里面。
In the gathering.
我们需要一个良好的属灵的风气。
We need a good spiritual atmosphere.
第五个。
And the fifth.
就是小心这个世界的风气的影响。
And be careful with the custom in the world.
不要让这个世界的风吹到我们的教会的里面。
So that the custom from the earth will not come into our church.
所以我们信主之后，我们需要一个不同的世界观。
So after we believe in the Lord, we have to have this different concept.
不同的人生观。
And different life concept.
也不同处理事情的方法。
And also different way to deal with things.
这些事情怎么做呢？
And how to deal with a matter?
都需要神的灵的带领和能力。
That we need the Holy Spirit to guide.
凡事都要去寻求主。
And everything we seek the Lord's guidance.
好，在民数记。
In the book of Numbers.
他在讲行政的秩序与敬拜。
It talks about the administrative order and worship.
在民数记第一章。在民数记第一章。
Book of Numbers chapter 1.
神就数点以色列的军队。
Lord numbers how many people in the army?
他大概有603,500名。3550名。
It's about 633,000.
大概记得就好。
635,000。
OK。在26章那里再一次数点军队。
In chapter 26, he numbered the people again.
他总共有601,730名。
And it has 617,030.
OK。那差不多的人数。
It's around the same numbers.
那人数这些耶和华军队一个都没有增加。
The army of the Jehovah did not increase.
反而减少了1,820个。
But it decreased by 1,820.
什么原因呢？
What's the reason?
就是因为他第一那些20岁以上的所有的人全死在旷野里。
Because all the 20 and above soldiers were killed in the wilderness.
到民数记26章的时候。
In the book of Numbers chapter 6.
除了约书亚和加勒之外。
Besides Joshua and Caleb.
其他的四岁、二岁以上的第一次数点那些人全死了。
All the other 20 years old and above that were numbered in the first time were all died.
一方面对我们这些信主的人有个很大的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us.
也是一方面对于我们年轻人在这里出生在这里信主的出生在一个信主家庭对你们的鼓励。
And also an encouragement to the youth that were grown in this church.
可能我们都从国内来从台湾来从香港来带着许多远东的这些的包袱在我们的身上。
That we, the older generation came from Asia, to China, Hong Kong, Taiwan. We have this burden in our back.
可能我们看见只能到这里。
That we might see our end stopped here.
我们都是半路信主的。
We became believers in the middle of our life.
但是你们看见你这些长辈们这些你的父母们你的叔叔阿姨们在主面前的经历
But you see the experience of these older generation
他们可能不完全
They might not be perfect
他们可能甚至不能达到神的要求
They might not achieve what God commanded
但是你们这些年轻人不可以这样
But the youth, you generation should not be the same
神要再数点你们要你们进到那个迦南之地
Lord will count you and let you enter into the land of Canaan
我突然想到在有一种蝴蝶
And I suddenly remember this butterfly
它每年从墨西哥飞到加拿大
Every year it flies from Mexico to Canada
不是一个蝴蝶可以从墨西哥一直飞到加拿大它不是大雁
Not a single butterfly can do that
它经过许多许多许多代的挣扎
It passed through many many generations
它飞到了比如说飞到了Florida.
For example, this group flew to Florida.
在那里生儿养女。
And then it has the next generation.
那个蝴蝶就死了。
And that passed.
他的儿女继续往前飞。
The next generation continued to fly.
飞到了新泽西。
It flew to New Jersey.
可能飞到 Newark.
Or flew to Newark.
在这里生儿养女。
And then it has children.
这些父母蝴蝶又死了。
And these parent butterflies.
他的儿女接着往前飞。
And the children continue to fly.
飞到了加拿大。
It flew to Canada.
再回来，到冬天的时候再往回飞。
And in the winter time, they can.
也是一代一代一代的飞下去。
They came back to the south, but they flew generation by generation.
我想这民数记对我来说是一个很重要的一个属灵的程序。
So to me, this book of Numbers is very important to show us our spiritual life in generations.
你们这些年轻人要担负主的见证。
Your youth group is going to bear this testimony for the Lord.
看见神在旷野中在你父母身上的大能作为，他们可能摔倒，他们可能软弱，但是你们要担负起那个见证。
To review this testimony that your parents had fallen in the wilderness, had fight in the wilderness.
要超过你父母的见证。
But you have to surpass your parents' testimony.
要超过你父母的跟神的认识。
You have to surpass your parents' understanding about
God. 要超过你跟你父母你的叔叔阿姨们对主的经历。
You have to surpass all these experience, your previous generation experience.
不光是多少，而且是更深的经历。
Not in the matter of the numbers, but in the matter of the death.
还有第三点，还有在民数记数点利未人。
And in the book of Numbers, it also referred to number census of Levi.
有时候我们读圣经，有时候很好玩。
Sometimes it's funny.
在第一章那里说，你不可以数点利未人。
In the chapter one, it says you cannot take numbers of Levi.
在第三章说，你去数点利未人。
But in chapter three, Lord ordered to number Levi.
刚开始我们读圣经的时候，觉得哎呀，圣经怎么？互相有冲突啊。
So sometimes when we first read and we were like, why is the Bible conflicting itself?
到底是可还是不可以
？So should we do it or not do it?
当然是不可以。
It's not. You should not.
在第一章里不可以。
In chapter one, it says you cannot.
在第三章里当然是可以。
In chapter three, Lord says you can.
为什么呢？第一章在数战士。
That because the chapter one is the count of warriors.
在第三章里面在数。这个属灵的替换
And in chapter 3 is counting of the spiritual people
所以这些献祭的人数
is to count the people who can burnt offerings in the altar
那在所有的长子里面离世每一个长子用一个利未人来换
So the firstborn were exchanged with a Levite.
这里是我们学习什么呢？
And what are we
learning from that? 本来所有在出埃及之后，每个支派所有的长子都属神的。
And from the Exodus, we know that all the firstborn belong to the Lord.
但是因为他们的叛逆，
but because they are rebellious,
他们远离了主。
They left the Lord.
他们说，主啊，我不要看到你。
And they said, Lord, we do not want to see you.
摩西，你去跟神讲话吧。
Moses, go speak to the Lord.
这时候呢，有利未人兴起来。
And at this time, the Levi rise.
来带领这些，代替这些长子来献祭。
They took place of these firstborn to give offering to the Lord.
来代替这些长子归给神。
To take place of these firstborn to give to the Lord.
有的时候我们在属灵里面也是一样。
In our spiritual life, we have the same experience.
你们去做吧。
We will say, you go do
it.
I'll be in the back.
你就失去了很好的主的祝福。
Then you lost the blessing from the Lord.
生命记。
In the Deuteronomy,
生命记在讲一个预备的工作。
It mentioned about the preparation.
这是一个属灵秩序和敬拜的关系。
And this is the administrative order and worship.
这里面讲到属灵的征战和属灵的福利。
It mentioned about the spiritual warfare and welfare.
这讲到他们在一个属灵的操练。
It referred to the spiritual exercises.
在他们进到那个迦南地之前。
Before they went into the land of Canaan.
在旷野里面还有许多许多跟当地摩亚人的征战。
In the wilderness, they still have these battles with Moab.
这是什么？这就是这个练兵。
And this are training them.
他知道打仗是怎么回事情。
So that they know what is the war.
前面有更艰难的仇敌。
Because there will be stronger enemies in front of them.
另外一个就是预备。
And another point is preparation.
我分享一下我自己预备啊。
I want to share with you my preparation.
我第一次在这里讲到。
This is the first time I share on the stage.
实际蛮紧张的。
I am pretty nervous.
刚刚我跑出去的那个罗议员拍我一下，他说：“哎，不要紧张。”
And I just went to the back before, and Brother Law said to me, "Don't be nervous."
那个梁弟兄在我前面拍一下，在我后面拍一下，他没讲话。
And Brother Lan didn't say much, but he hugged me.
那我这个准备是实际大家给我很多的时间。
And actually, brothers and sisters have given me a lot of time.
从去年九月份一直到现在。
Starting from last September till now.
那我中间做了两个梦。
So in between, I had two dreams.
一个就是说该我了。
And one dream is, oh, it's my turn.
怎么教会都没有这个不，教会场地都不对劲呢？
But there is nobody here.
在一个花园的里面。
And it turned out to be in a garden.
大家都在饭桌，大家都没准备好。大家，我说怎么讲，怎么讲啊
？Everybody was in the garden prepared.
那前段时间又做了一个梦。
And not long ago, I had another.
做什么梦呢？就是我这个 PowerPoint 没做好。
That my PowerPoint was not done.
那我总哎呀，我大概都记得，我不用写，我也能够讲，那就讲吧。
So I was like, okay, I probably remember my points without the PowerPoint, so let me start.
所以还是蛮紧张的。
So I was nervous.
前段时间听一些小孩子分享。
And not long ago, I heard some youth share.
有个小孩子回到家里，突然父母都不在了。
And some children says, well, when I get home, the parents were not home.
那最前段时间他特会去讲主备题，我们备题。
We were sharing about the rapture.
那是不是我爸妈还有我妹妹全被提了，就我留在这里了
？So when he went home, he was like, "Where my family, parents, and sister were all raptured and only left me here."
啊，他心里紧张的不得了。
So he was nervous.
人弄哪儿去了
？Where were they？
那在我回国前段时间回国的时候
，And I went to back to my country.
我自己学习了一个很好的一个事情。
I also had an experience.
就是到我在二叔家住。
That I was living in my uncle's home.
他是很爱主的。
He loved the Lord.
那是不是周日他周六的晚上住在他家。
Saturday night I was at his home.
周日呢我有我的事情。
Sunday I had my other event.
他呢就是要去聚会。
He went to gathering.
那我们十几年没有见面了。
And for more than 10 years we didn't gather together.
他很爱我。
He loved me.
我们就一路在讲话聊聊聊聊聊。
So we were chatting and chatting.
他突然跟我说不行不能讲了。
And then suddenly he said we have to stop.
我说你干嘛不讲
？I said what happened?
他说我要去明天聚会啊。
I have to go to gathering tomorrow morning.
哦，我说你要分享吗？你要
做什么服事吗？
And I said, are you going to serve or share tomorrow?
他说没有。
He said, no.
那你去干嘛去？
Though, and so I said, why you have to go?
他说我要预备啊。
I have to prepare myself.
不是预备什么？
And I said, to prepare for what?
预备见主啊，明天。
I have to prepare to meet the Lord tomorrow.
预备跟弟兄姊妹一起相聚啊。
I have to prepare to gather with brothers and sisters.
对我来说冲击很大。
This is a shock to me.
对我来说每次的周日我这次预备几个月啊。
To me, my preparation had prepared for several months.
我领会的时候也会去预备。
I will also prepare myself when I have to lead the Lord's table.
要做饭时的我们都会去预备。
And if we have to cook in the kitchen, we prepare.
但是你没有任何服事的时候你要不要去预备？
But when you have no service, are you going to prepare?
大部分不会。
Usually no.
我们空空的来。
We came empty-handed.
都是我们祷告。
And then food, leave food.
实际我们有没有真正空空的来？
So are we really come empty-handed?
我们是饱饱的来，也啥也没带走可能。
We actually came full and then didn't bring anything else away.
世界的东西都在我们的里面。
The earth filled.
你要真正空空来，就把你世界的东西全部倒空，再来就在这里聚会。
If you are coming empty-handed,
包括你的意见，包括你的建议，包括你一切的成见，把它都倒空，来这里聚会。
If you really want to come empty, then you have to pour out all these things in your life.
因为我们要在身体里面遇见我们这位主。
Because our body has to meet the Lord.
那下一页。我给大家一个考试，我看大家还没睡觉，还好。
I want to take a test with you guys.
在基督神的学校里面，什么是最基础的学习？或者是说，在神的 ceremonial law 里面，在他的律法、法律、风俗里面，什么是最重要的一个目的？
And the question, the test is, which is the most fundamental learning in the school of God?
A 是神的性情。
A is the divine nature of God.
B 就是神的旨意和道路。
B is the purpose and the way of God.
C 就是神永远的爱。
C is the everlasting love of God.
D 是敬畏。
D is fear.
E 是律法的条例。
E is law.
F 就是以上所有的。
F is all the above.
G 就是全部是。
And G is none of the above.
给你们五秒钟去想。
I'll give you 2 seconds.
是谁选 F?
Who choose F?
你下手。
Raise your hand.
你们一定没有考过 SAT, 这个是你看那个问的就是 what is, 不可能 all above 才是 what is, 对不对？一定 fail 了。
If you have taken the test of SAT, then you will know the question say what is.
所以 G 比 F 还有可能是正确答案，但是 G 一定是错的。这里是谁是哪个吗？
So G is wrong, F is wrong.
答不出来有个秘诀就选 D, 对不对？ D 就是对的啊。敬畏。
D is the right answer.
在生命记里面。
In the book of Deuteronomy,
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4,
第五章第一节。十四章二十三节。这一切东西十八章三十一章都讲到学习敬畏。
Many, many chapters refer to learn to fear.
Learn to fear.
Learn to fear.
学习敬畏。为什么神把那些你吃什么穿什么怎么吃怎么穿什么能吃什么不能吃这些东西都告诉以色列人？为什么
Why the Lord has to tell the Israelite in the detail that what you should wear, what you should not wear, what you should eat and what you should not eat? Why?
这个盘子怎么放，那个盘子怎么摆，这个火怎么点，为什么讲得那么清楚？
Why he has to tell such a detail that where to put the plate and how to light this altar?
让他们学习敬畏。
So that they can learn to fear.
今天我们不光是我们孩子不怕神。
Today, not only are children not fear to the Lord, we are not fearing.
我们在这里要学习什么？
What are we supposed to learn? We have to learn to fear the Lord.
我现在讲十架的三个工作。
I want to talk about the three works of the cross.
所以我们在纽泽西经常看到的叫 under construction.
We always see this. We always see this sign under construction.
那第一个工作就是。他要我们信主之后，这个修造不是这个我们得救啊。
So after we believe, under construction, it doesn't mean we are saved.
不是说我们的salvation, not our salvation.
Under construction doesn't equal to salvation.
是我们得救之后。
But after our salvation.
就是有很多东西是我们要寻求的东西。
A lot of things we need to seek.
你看见摩西他自己也是。
You see Moses,
他很多刚开始这边律法没有颁布之前
before the Ten Commandments is given,
凡事都要在主面前求告主
he seek the Lord for everything
即使律法颁布之后
even after the Ten Commandments was given
遇到新的问题他就要跪在主面前寻求主啊怎么做怎么做
when there is new event he knew before the Lord and asked
我想在我们的聚会里面也是经常会有这样的事情
in our gathering things happen like this、too.
有很多我们虽然聚会很久在这里面
even though we had gathered here for a long long time
但是很多有新的问题
we continue to have new questions
大家有不同的建议
we continue to have different opinion
这就是神修道的工作
and this is the work of the Lord
我们每个人都在这里一同的寻求
that we continue here together to seek
一同的磨合
to accommodate
甚至我们有一些不同的意见
and with different opinion
但是这是什么这是我们在 under construction
butBecause we are under construction.
所以我们还是有希望的。
So we still have hope.
不要轻易放弃。
Do not give up.
第二个。
And the second.
第二个就是建造与连接。
The second is build up and connect.
在以弗所书第四章十六节。
In the book of Ephesians.
就说你要连于元首基督。
That you have to connect with the Lord.
全身就靠他联络得合适。
The whole body will be connected.
百节各按其职，照着个体的功用。
And each body will have its own function
彼此相助
that will help each other
更叫身体渐渐增长
so that the body will grow
在爱中建立自己
and in love to build up in love
在出埃及记十八章二十四节那里
in the book of Exodus
摩西就照着岳父的话去行
that Moses
在以色列人中间、啊、sorry
Moses listened to his father-in-law
在以色列人中选出有才能的人
that he choose the people of talent
立他们为百姓的首领
that to assign them as leaders
有千夫长百夫长五十夫长十夫长
and as the centurion and the leader for the 50 and the 10
在民数记十一章
and in the book of numbers
二十四节到三十节之间
chapter 11:24
神也把他的赐给摩西的灵分给那七十个长老
Lord gave the spirit toThe spirit for Moses and give to the seven adults.
我们的职责和恩赐都是属灵的。
The spiritual responsibility.
And gifts are all spiritual.
Our responsibility are all spiritual, and the grace are all spiritual.
这是我们生命中不可缺少的一部分。
And something cannot be lack from our life.
我们的责任是让我们有职责。
We have responsibility
让我们学习敬虔顺服
that we can learn, 不可缺少的部分 that we can learn to obey and to fear
我们蒙恩之后就要学习如何做弟兄
after we are saved we learn how to be a brother
我们要接着做我们的父当父母妻子丈夫儿女同事同学等等
and we continue to learn to be a parent husband wife children or classmate or co-worker
而是恩赐本身它又是什么呢
and grace what is it
恩赐本身就是那负担的传递
and grace has this burden of spreading
所以我们希望我们弟兄里面都是有负担的人
so we hope that all our brothers and sisters has this responsibility
第三个就是一个更深的更完全的工作
and the third is more deep and complete work
这是十字架的工作
and that is the work of the cross
这个工作使摩西把他地上的一切属世的甚至那些属灵职分的荣耀权力全被主收走
So this work allowed Moses to have everything from the world spirituals, the glory of the spirit and the authority of the spirit that will be taken from the Lord
他出生就没有活的权利
When he were born he has no authority to live
他也没有做埃及王子的权利
and he has no authority to be the prince of Egypt
他甚至没有做牧羊人过小日子的权利
and he did not have this authority to have a quiet life as a shepherd
他有一生陪着这些悖逆的以色列人走着旷野的道路
he has to be with these disobedient people Israelites in the wilderness
当这些以色列人发怨言的时候甚至要杀他
when the Israelites complain Lord want to kill them
他能做的就是跪在这些人的面前
All he can do is to kneel before these people
这时候神做他的 忠保和见证。
And Lord become his testimony and his protector.
当神降罚下来的时候
，When Lord give the punishment，
他又跪在神的面前为这些百姓祈求。
And he knelt before the Lord to plead for these people.
求神放开他的手。
And to ask Lord to spare their life.
他也没有进入迦南的权利。
And he lost the privilege to enter into the land of Canaan.
甚至他死后被人祭拜，被人埋葬的权利也没有。
And even after he died, the privilege of being married to being buried were lost.
可以说他是尸骨无存。
And we will say that he did not have his body to be buried.
他在尼泊山上的时候。
When he was in this mountain, Nebo.
神把他带到了这个加比斯山顶。
And Lord brought him to the land of Pisgah.
神让他看那个迦南地。
And Lord show him the land of Canaan.
说你可以看，你不可以进去。
And the Lord said, "You can see it, but you cannot enter it."
你求都不要求我。
Don't even ask.
当我们的主在克西马尼园的时候。
When our Lord is in the Gethsemane Garden.
他岂不是也在主面前说，主啊，这个苦杯可以挪去吗
？Didn't Lord Jesus ask, "Lord, can you take this cup away?"
但是不是照我的意思，照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but according to yours.
对不起，我占用再多的三分钟的时间。
I want to spend three more minutes.
问题是神公平吗
？So is God fair?
如果我必须要重申一些，如果只是讲到这儿，我就没讲完，大家失望走了。
So if I did not finish this topic, you would be disappointed.
今天早上我上我比较早来的时候，妈问我，哎呀，这个地都是谁清的？
And this morning we came and my mother asked me, oh, who cleaned this road?
我来的都是清干干净净的。
When I came, it's all cleaned.
9:50之前就清干净了。
And it was cleaned up before 9:50.
前段时间我们的这个暖气坏了。
In the earlier days, our heat
在那边聚会。
Our heat went wrong, and so we gathered in the other hall.
过了一周，暖气就好了。
A week later, the heat is resumed.
那个是谁修的
？And who repaired it?
在有的时候，我们的这个弟兄
，sometimes
照顾我们中间这些新信主的。
Our brothers took care of the new believers.
每周好菜好饭供应你们吃。
Every week we have good meals.
这个爱从哪里来的
？Where does love come from？
他们有我们中间还有弟兄
，We have
去这个福音营传福音。
They went to the gospel camp。
结果一个code写错了，一个code software code。
And there is this code entered wrong。
结果就被炒鱿鱼了。
And so he get fired。
结果他又回到学校里面。
And he went back to the school。
也借着他许多的今天你们信主的。来这里聚会了。
But he brought so many newcomers.
那有些时候我们可以潇潇洒洒走过这一回吗
？Sometimes we can be happily walk through all these.
这些弟兄都打，所有人都是在拍手赞扬他们吗
？Others clapping their hands, pausing for them.
不是。
No.
他们经常被人批评。
They always get 批评。
批评。
Criticized. They always get criticized.
你觉得公平吗
？Do you think it's fair?
他为什么还在这里聚会呢
？Why is he still gathering?
他为什么还有这样的爱呢
？Why does he still have this love?
下一页，摩西又回到当时他的祷告。摩西跟主一直说你要与我同在，你要与我同在，你要跟我去。神说我照你的话，我都答应你。
Lord, go back to the previous prayer that Lord, you have to come with me, you have to come with me. And the Lord promised him that what he asked, he would do.
但是他张开他的口，这个最一个革命性的祷告。
And he has this revolution prayer.
主啊，求你显出你的荣耀来。
And he said, I pray you show me your glory.
那我们知道他被神藏在了磐石穴中。
We know that the Lord had put him in the cleft.
神用他的手遮盖他。
Lord covered him with his hand.
他的荣耀就藏在密云中，在他面前经过。
And a Lord's glory passed in front of him.
摩西愿意经过这个十字架的道路。
Moses is willing to cross, to experience this cross.
是不是因为他看见了主的荣耀呢
？Is it because he saw the glory of Lord?
当 会幕被建起来的时候
，When the tent of meeting was built up，
神的荣耀充满了会幕
，And Lord's glory filled the tent，
让祭司都没法站立
，That even the Levites cannot stand。
摩西是不是看因为看见主的荣耀
？Is it because Lord saw the Moses saw the glory？
在两千年前
，2000 years ago，
有四个人
，There were
爬上了高山
，They went up to the mountain。
其中一个人就是我们的主。
One person is the our Lord。
在山上变了形象。
In the mountain, he has this configuration。
他的脸、头发、衣服都洁白放光。
His face, his clothes become bright white。
摩西和以利亚在向他说话。
Moses and Elijah was speaking to him。
他从前看见他们的主的背影。
And before he saw the Lord back。
今天看到他的主荣耀的脸光在他面光在他的面前。
Today he can see the Lord's glory face.
他的心有没有满足
？Is his heart satisfied?
那我们今天在他在等待什么
？Today what is he waiting for?
就是我们有一天跟摩西跟从前四世代的圣徒，我们要在主的荣耀里面跟主相遇。
That we can meet the Lord together with all the generation saints.
那就是羔羊的荣耀。
And that is the glorious of the Lamb.
在羔羊的那里面，我们要看到神的完全的荣光，在他的圣城里面彰显。
And the Lamb, we can see the glory in the new city.
就是历世历代圣徒的意义。
That is all the righteousness from the generation saints.
要在你在我身上呈现。
That it will accomplish in you and me.
但是我们不等待他们是不公平的。
But if we don't wait for them, it's not fair.
他要跟我们一同得到那个荣耀。
They are going to receive this glory together.
跟我们同一个盼望。
That we have the same hope.
那时我们在神的羔羊的面前。
And in front of the Lamb.
神要把他的荣耀给我们。
God wanted to give us His glory.
那时候我们，我想就像我们前面唱的歌也129首一样。
Just like the hymn we just sang, 129.
那个保罗说是极重无比的荣耀在我们的头上。
And Paul said all these precious glorious.
是没有一个人头可以承受得了的。
That not one person can worthy for it.
我们只能把它放下来。
We can only put it down.
放在我们的神的面前。
Put it in front of our Lord.
放在救我们的羔羊的面前。
Put it in front of the Lamb that saved us.
说羔羊。荣耀。
And glory is the Lamb.
好，我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们把一切的感谢都归给你。
We give all the thanks to you.
主耶稣，实在一切的尊荣、一切的荣耀都在你那里。
Lord, all the glory and honor are with you.
主，你在从前在摩西身上如何做那深深的工作
？Lord, the work that you have done on Moses.
今天也求你坐在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
Please do it on each of the brothers and sisters.
你知道我们里面有许多亏欠。
You know we owe you so much.
你知道我们有许多的不足。
You know how much we lack.
但是求你实下的工作不要放弃我们。
But please do not give up the cross of work.In us.
做工在我们每一个人的生命里面。
And work in each of us.
做在我们每一个人的家里面。
Work in each of our families.
做在我们每一个人的这个聚会的里面。
Work in each gathering.
愿你在这里也得到你当得的荣耀和赞美。
May you receive the glory and praises.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thanks the Lord in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.